Always good to be back with you here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We've spent a lot of time talking here with Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, about choice and about being an informed consumer of healthcare in America. The fact is, there's an abundance of resources, and never has it been easier to really do your own research of your healthcare providers, and that means the physicians that provide your medical care, as well as the institutions, the major hospitals and medical centers. Hector is back with us here to talk about a major accreditation program for physicians, healthcare plans, and medical groups provided by the National Committee for Quality Assurance. Hector, let's just jump in here. It sounds like basically the good housekeeping seal for a physician or medical institution. Is that what it is?
That's a very good analogy. So the National Committee for Quality Assurance is a private, not-for-profit organization. It's dedicated to improving healthcare quality. It was founded in 1990, and NCQA has been a central figure in driving improvement throughout the healthcare system, helping to elevate the issue of healthcare quality to the top of the national agenda around healthcare. It manages voluntary accreditation programs for individual physicians, health plans, and medical groups. Health plans seek accreditation and measure performance by compiling and releasing their healthcare effectiveness data and a consumer assessment survey. NCQA provides an evidence-based program for care that is used by payers, providers, and community-based organizations. It's kind of a one-stop shop.
Let me dig in here a little bit. This isn't just about assessing competency, medical competency. I mean, I think that the fear of a physician or institution, a hospital, of litigation is itself often a good deterrent for malpractice. This gets deeper. This looks at a whole range of different metrics that really evaluate one institution over another or one physician over another in terms of care and effectiveness in treating illness, correct?
Most people pick their physician based on word of mouth recommendation or proximity. The doctor's somewhere nearby and it's convenient. But the NCQA website has report cards online that rate the quality of doctors, of health plans, your health insurer, and health groups, whole groups of physicians. They define quality healthcare as the extent to which patients get the care they need in a manner that most effectively protects or restores their health. This means having timely access to care, getting treatment that medical evidence has found to be effective, and getting appropriate preventive care.
Now let's talk about the data that they rely on in order to come to these recommendations. Is this patient provided?
Some of it is federal data. Some of it is survey data from consumers, and some of it is self-reported data from those groups as well.
How is this evaluating those long-term care providers out there?
Well, they just released a free guide to help organizations understand long-term care standards. It's entitled A Roadmap to Success. These standards assess patient-centered care, care planning, and care transitions to ensure that these organizations provide the best possible care. All of this information is available free to consumers on their website.
Hector, thanks as always for the insights you bring and the great information you share with our listeners. That's all we have time for here on this edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker. Always good to be back with you here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We've spent a lot of time talking here with Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, about choice and about being an informed consumer of healthcare in America. The fact is, there's an abundance of resources, and never has it been easier to really do your own research of your healthcare providers, and that means the physicians that provide your medical care, as well as the institutions, the major hospitals and medical centers. Hector is back with us here to talk about a major accreditation program for physicians, healthcare plans, and medical groups provided by the National Committee for Quality Assurance. Hector, let's just jump in here. It sounds like basically the good housekeeping seal for a physician or medical institution. Is that what it is?
That's a very good analogy. So the National Committee for Quality Assurance is a private, not-for-profit organization. It's dedicated to improving healthcare quality. It was founded in 1990, and NCQA has been a central figure in driving improvement throughout the healthcare system, helping to elevate the issue of healthcare quality to the top of the national agenda around healthcare. It manages voluntary accreditation programs for individual physicians, health plans, and medical groups. Health plans seek accreditation and measure performance by compiling and releasing their healthcare effectiveness data and a consumer assessment survey. NCQA provides an evidence-based program for care that is used by payers, providers, and community-based organizations. It's kind of a one-stop shop.
Let me dig in here a little bit. This isn't just about assessing competency, medical competency. I mean, I think that the fear of a physician or institution, a hospital, about of litigation is itself often a good deterrent for malpractice. This gets deeper. This looks at a whole range of different metrics that really evaluate one institution over another, or one physician over another, in terms of care and effectiveness in treating illness, correct?
Most people pick their physician based on word of mouth recommendation or proximity. The doctor's somewhere nearby and it's convenient. But the NCQA website has report cards online that rate the quality of doctors, of health plans, your health insurer, and health groups, whole groups of physicians. They define quality healthcare as the extent to which patients get the care they need in a manner that most effectively protects or restores their health. This means having timely access to care, getting treatment that medical evidence has found to be effective, and getting appropriate preventive care.
Now let's talk about the data that they rely on in order to come to these recommendations. Is this patient provided?
Some of it is federal data. Some of it is survey data from consumers, and some of it is self-reported data from those groups as well.
How is this evaluating those long-term care providers out there?
Well, they just released a free guide to help organizations understand long-term care standards. It's entitled A Roadmap to Success. These standards assess patient-centered care, care planning, and care transitions to ensure that these organizations provide the best possible care. All of this information is available free to consumers on their website.
Hector, thanks as always for the insights you bring and the great information you share with our listeners. That's all we have time for here on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.